Thank you guys for the positive feedback, especially for you guys that really starting to understand what I'm trying to do. Thank you. Thank you for your support. One of the biggest hurdles, I think, for me was to understand that there was a difference between perception and reality. For most people, their perception is their reality. But we tend to forget that reality is not perception. And here's what I mean by that. So when I first became a paramedic, I wanted to go to PA school because I wanted to be a PA. That seemed like the track for all paramedics, including myself. I was just attracted to having an advanced practice. So when I mapped it out for myself, being that I already had an associate's in EMS, and, you know, for me to go to school to get this paramedic bachelor's from Western Carolina, I just kind of thought to myself, man, if I don't get into paramedic school, I'm going to be stuck if I don't get into PA school, I'm going to be stuck being a paramedic. And I didn't want to be stuck being a paramedic. So I just kind of thought about it. What can I do in case I don't get into school? Just so happened to work with an EMT who was just like myself, who, except for him, he tried to get into PA school. He was on his third attempt and he just kind of gave up on it. But he told me, he said, Reggie, I'm looking at being a nurse practitioner instead. I'm going to go over to nursing. And honestly, nursing hadn't really been on my radar. I think I joked to my wife one time and said nursing was kind of like my plan B. But when he said that nurse practitioner, that kind of made me think a little bit. Maybe I need to go do a little bit more research. And I did. And when I looked at it, I thought to myself, you know, I would rather be stuck as an RN trying to get into a nurse practitioner school than a paramedic trying to get into PA school. I'm glad I kind of took that route, and that kind of made me dig and do a little bit more research. And I came out with a little bit more understanding that kind of broke my perception. For me, my perception of nurses during that time was what I saw. I would just bring a patient into the ED, and that's my view of nurses. That's all I knew. Instead of understanding that nursing is much more than just an emergency department. Hey guys, I hope you enjoyed this episode. Listen to the next clip to get the rest. I wanted to take a moment and let you really know how much I appreciate your support. If you've been listening to me for a while, I'd like to hear from you. So just leave a comment from time to time. Hit the like button. Just let me know that you really enjoyed the episode. Make sure you share my content with others. And of course, subscribe and follow me. My goal is to help as many people as possible to make the transition from paramedic to RN. So thanks as always, and happy nursing.